Mr. Akinkalu, who is a graduate of Obafemi Awolowo University, Ile-Ife, expressed happiness that Vema Foundation, in collaboration with the federal government, charted out a new course to give them a new lease of life.
If someone out there can ginger me, give me something much more important I knew I can do, I think I will have a new life. So for the program, I really appreciate the foundation, the Vema Foundation, for doing a very, very great job, and I promise to have a good life after this.
Mr. Akinkalu regretted that his fraudulent behavior had caused some people psychological trauma, saying that he would maximize the opportunity provided by the platform to help humanity. Recounting his days as a Yahoo boy, Mr. Akinola Balogun told Radio Nigeria that he was introduced into the wayward way of life sometimes during his diploma program at the Obafemi Awolowo University, Ile-Ife.
So now, yeah, we have started the program and everything is going on smoothly. And to other people who are out there who are still doing the internet business, who are still doing the scamming business, fine, you might be seeing the money, but when they come and visit you, you might not be able to stand it.
Mr. Balogun described all his life as a cyber fraudster, as a charade, noting that nothing is as prestigious as engaging in legitimate ventures. In a remark, the director of Vema Foundation, Barrister David Ashaolu, who was part of the advocacy for the enactment of the Nigeria cybercrime laws in 2015, inked the program on the need to rehabilitate the convert and reintegrate them with the society.
I think that, and I believe strongly that, if we rehabilitate a Yahoo boy, a cybercriminal, we will save hundreds of potential victims, and we'll also save him from going to prison. Then, in exchange for saving him from going to prison, he contributes to the society. He helps in stopping cybercrimes by providing information that they, within the ring, only they know, and that information is useful to law enforcement agencies to understand the new trends and new threats to cybersecurity in Nigeria.
Barrister Ashaolu maintained that the services of psychologists have been engaged to provide cognitive, behavioral, and psychological interventions to the program. In Ilesha, Isaac Hasrop, Radio Nigeria.